Flavours of the Week
with Yorkshire's Steph Moon.
And it's time to welcome Stephanie Moon. Good evening to you.
Oh, evening, Will. How are you?
I'm very well. Pinch punch, first of the month.
White rabbits.
Start of September, Christmas before we know it. And did you have a good time at the Kilnsy show on Tuesday?
It was cracking. Fantastic show. Brilliant.
Great day out. Fabulous. Right, so what's keeping you busy this week? I know there's a lot going on at the pavilions in Harrogate this week.
Well, it's crunch time for all these Yorkshire producers. Every year, there's Deliciously Yorkshire, who are basically a large marketing group that market all these small producers, people who haven't got these massive marketing budgets, but they basically all come under the same umbrella. And Deliciously Yorkshire are finding the best products in Yorkshire in their food and drinks awards. So I'm one of the judges, so I've been at at the pavilions today, tasting all sorts, Will, absolutely all sorts.
And you know, I've seen their marquees and their banners at a lot of shows.
Yeah, they're at a lot of shows, and they're sort of promoting the small businesses, and I think that's what's great about this, because you get lots of interesting things. You know, I mean, we had Jamie Roberts on last week, and you know, those guys are entering. There's lots of people entering, and you know, it means a lot to get this award, to be sort of seen as being one of the best in Yorkshire. As you know, Will, we've got some of the finest food Great Britain in Yorkshire.
We're quite good at producing food around here. Yes, indeed. So tonight, Stephanie, you're doing a dessert. You always tell me off for calling you Stephanie. It's Steph.
There's not many people call me Stephanie. Not even my parents. I know I'm in trouble when I get called Stephanie.
Sorry, so Steph, what have we got tonight then? What are we having tonight?
Well, Will, it's, you know, raspberries are on the hedgerows now. They're out there. They're bursting with flavour. And I figured, you know, after all this lovely weather we've been having, let's do something very fresh. And it's quite simply rosé sort of sparkling wine, Prosecco wine.
Oh, now you're talking to me. We're like Prosecco at Stray FM.
And it's set like a jelly with layers of raspberries. So if you look here at this tureen, we've got all the different layers of the jelly and lots of raspberries immersed in this jelly. Now, if you don't like raspberries, you can use loads of different things. Strawberries, blackberries, orange segments, mango, you name it. Fresh cherries, anything you want. But the beauty of this is it's very, very light. Very, the alcohol in there adds a bit of, you know, lift and a bit of fizz. And I think
usual.
Yeah. Who doesn't like a bit of alcohol in their fruit tureen? It just really is fun and very summery. And, you know, we're in the last throes of summer now. We've got to get every last drop out of
indeed. And, you know, and you've got the presentation as usual, as what is usually the case with you, Stephanie. You've got it exactly spot on. I could see, you know, myself and maybe other people trying this and it just going wrong. It just looks very neat.
The secret is to jam it into the tureen. So when you pour the liquid in, it just stays really, really sharp, and just keep it nice and jammed in. So the more you pack in there, the better it is. And it's all about the fruit, really. You want loads of fruit in there and not much, you know, of any of the jelly is just gluing the whole thing together.
Indeed.
And if you don't like Prosecco, and I don't know anybody who doesn't, but I'm sure there might
not
be.
Not in Harrogate, I don't.
But, you can use raspberry sauce, you could use orange juice, you could use, I don't know, anything.
We'll stick to the Prosecco.
Rose, lemonade, anything. All works.
Fantastic. As always, Steph, thanks for joining us in the studio.
Steph Moon's Flavours of the Week.
On Stay FM.